Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Capable: How to Teach Your Kids the Strengths, Skills, and Strategies to Build Resilience is a contemporary parenting guide by Sissy Goff and David Thomas, two child and family therapists associated with Daystar Counseling Ministries in Nashville. The book addresses what the authors describe as a modern crisis of capability among children and adolescents. Many young people appear anxious, avoidant, perfectionistic, or dependent because they have had too few opportunities to practice doing hard things. Rather than presenting resilience as a personality trait children either have or lack, the book frames it as something parents can help develop through repeated experiences of responsibility, emotional regulation, healthy risk, and manageable discomfort. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It gives parents and caregivers a framework for shifting from rescue-oriented parenting toward preparation-oriented parenting, while maintaining warmth, empathy, and developmental sensitivity. The book fits within the Christian influence parenting and child development category, but its central concerns are broadly relevant to families navigating anxiety, screens, achievement pressure, and emotional fragility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, capability is treated as deeper than temporary confidence. A central distinction in capable is the difference between confidence and capability. Confidence can be fragile when it depends mainly on praise, achievement, or reassurance from adults. Capability, as the authors present it, grows from experience a child attempts something difficult, encounters frustration, receives appropriate support, and discovers that discomfort is survivable. This makes capability more durable because it is tied to competence, emotional memory, and self-trust. The book does not argue that encouragement is unimportant. Instead, it suggests that encouragement alone cannot substitute for practice. A child who is repeatedly told they are strong may still feel helpless if adults have removed every obstacle that would have allowed strength to form. This framework is especially relevant in anxious family cultures, where parents often respond to uncertainty by over-explaining, over-protecting, or rapidly reducing a child's distress. Goff and Thomas push parents to ask whether their interventions are building long-term agency or simply lowering immediate discomfort. The result is a parenting model in which belief in a child is expressed not only through affirmation, but through carefully allowing the child to try, fail, repair, and try again. Secondly, resilience grows when parents reduce rescue and preserve manageable struggle. The book's practical logic depends on the idea that resilience requires exposure to manageable difficulty. Goff and Thomas are not advocating neglect, harshness, or forcing children into overwhelming situations. Their point is more specific when parents immediately rescue children from ordinary frustration, boredom, conflict, disappointment, or responsibility. Children lose repeated chances to build coping capacity. In this model, the parent's role shifts from fixer to coach. A child who forgets an assignment, struggles with a peer, or faces a challenging task may need empathy and guidance, but not necessarily adult takeover. This distinction matters because rescue can feel loving in the moment, while quietly communicating that the child cannot handle life without intervention. Capable encourages parents to tolerate some of their own discomfort as children struggle. That is often the harder task, because parental anxiety can drive overfunctioning. The book's emphasis on resilience through discomfort aligns with a broader movement in parenting literature that critiques overprotection. But it adds a counseling-based sensitivity to emotional regulation. The goal is not to manufacture hardship. That is to stop removing the everyday difficulties through which responsibility, problem-solving, and self-ownership develop. Thirdly, sturdy over successful reframes what parents should be trying to form. Capable challenges achievement-centered parenting by distinguishing external success from internal sturdiness. A child can earn good grades, perform well, or appear socially polished while still lacking the ability to recover from failure, manage anxiety, or make responsible choices without constant adult structure. The authors therefore ask parents to prioritize qualities that may not be immediately visible on a resume or report card: perseverance, emotional honesty, courage, adaptability, and self-control. This is an important corrective because many families unintentionally reward performance while avoiding the discomfort that forms character. The related phrase, healthy over happy, also captures the book's argument. If parental decisions are organized around keeping children happy, children can gain too much power over the family system and too little practice tolerating limits. If decisions are organized around health, parents can hold boundaries even when children are frustrated or disappointed. This does not make the book anti-achievement or anti-happiness. Rather, it places both beneath a deeper developmental goal. The authors want children to become sturdy enough to handle success and failure, comfort and discomfort, approval and rejection. That emphasis gives the book a longer horizon than quick behavior management. Fourthly, everyday responsibilities become training ground for self-ownership. One practical implication of the book is that capability is built less through dramatic life lessons than through ordinary repetitions. Children learn self-ownership when they are given age-appropriate responsibilities and are allowed to experience the consequences of their choices. For younger children, this may involve small acts of independence, separation, cleanup, helping, or trying a task before an adult steps in. For middle school students, it may involve navigating social awkwardness, managing belongings, taking responsibility for schoolwork, and practicing face-to-face communication in a screen-saturated environment. For teenagers, it may involve work habits, relational accountability, healthy risk-taking, and learning to move toward adulthood rather than avoiding it. The author's public discussions of the book emphasize that different ages require different forms of practice. But the underlying mechanism remains consistent responsibility creates evidence of competence. This is why self-awareness and self-ownership are recurring ideas. Children need to notice what they feel, what they avoid, what they can do, and what support they need. Parents can help by asking thoughtful questions, setting clear expectations, and giving children enough space to connect effort with outcome. Lastly, parent behavior is part of the resilience environment. Capable does not present resilience as something parents simply deliver to children through techniques. It also examines the emotional atmosphere adults create. Children learn from how parents handle uncertainty, conflict, disappointment, rest, technology, and pressure. If adults model panic, avoidance, perfectionism, or constant rescue, children may absorb those patterns even when parents verbally encourage bravery. This makes the book as much about parental self-regulation as child training. Goff and Thomas emphasize empathy and boundaries together. Children need to feel understood, but they also need adults who can remain steady when children are upset. That steadiness helps children borrow calm until they can develop their own. The author's counseling background is visible in this balance because they do not reduce parenting to stricter rules or more emotional validation. They argue for both connection and expectation. The book's Christian context also appears in its concern with identity, purpose, and helping children understand themselves as more than their achievements or emotions. Even for readers outside that tradition, the broader point is accessible. Children become more resilient when adults around them are consistent, emotionally grounded, and willing to let growth take time. In conclusion, Capable is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, ministry leaders, and child-focused professionals who are concerned that children are becoming less prepared for frustration, independence, and ordinary adversity. Readers looking for a highly technical clinical manual may find it broader and more practical than research-heavy, but that is also part of its usefulness. The book gives families a vocabulary for naming common patterns: rescuing instead of preparing, pursuing happiness instead of health, praising confidence without building competence, and mistaking visible success for inner sturdiness. Its practical benefit is that it helps adults evaluate daily decisions, not just major parenting philosophies. Should I step in or should I coach? Should I remove this discomfort or help my child move through it? Should I protect achievement or strengthen character? Compared with many parenting books in the anxiety and resilience category, Capable stands out because it combines therapeutic experience, age-aware application, and a clear central framework around capability. It is not merely a book about calming anxious children, nor only about discipline or independence. Its distinctive contribution is the integration of emotional support with meaningful challenge. That makes it especially relevant for families who want children to feel loved without being overprotected, and to become confident because they have practiced being capable. If you would like to support Sissy Goff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.